So to talk to this private group for a couple minutes, like behind the scenes with an incredible guest, you know, want to see what she really thinks.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what, you know, what would be good to focus on for a minute with them.
And well, I wouldn't mind, Richard, just thinking about this because I did hold a little bit, you know. I would say what I can't really say publicly, what I really don't want to say publicly.
Let's do that.
I could say that because I really couldn't. I just always think the trolls are watching the FBI. They are.
They're everywhere. I mean, I used to think that Signal as an app on the phone was pretty secure. They've cracked that. And there's a new one that I'm looking at that may take its place that is not crackable. So I'll know about that shortly.
Share.
Yeah, I will.
Thanks.
So, okay, what couldn't you say before?
Okay, what I feel that I can't really say is how I work, for example. I will answer all emails very straight. So people will call me and say, Carrie, where do I buy chlorine dioxide? And I can give you a few sellers that I know are good, for example. Like
where to get it, you're saying?
Where to get it. I mean, there's people buying it on Amazon. I mean, I would be absolutely frightened to buy something on Amazon because they'd love to do a false flag on chlorine dioxide.
They'd really like to make it poisonous and then use that
as proof. Kill a few people by selling it on Amazon.
You know, I was about to ask you where to get it on the show and I didn't. And the reason I don't want them shut down.
No, they've been after them. I mean, that these people, they've already figured out a way to stay around.
I mean, the only good one that I know of right now operating in the U.S. is KV Lab.
KV and Oneness Labs. Those are the two that I think are good. Oneness Labs, what I like about Oneness is it's owned by Jordan Sather, I think his name. He's a podcaster guy.
But O-N-E-N-E-S-S.
Oneness Labs.
Yeah, lab singular.
Last plural. KV Lab is singular and Oneness Labs is plural.
Got it. Okay.
And the Oneness Labs come in glass bottles for people like us that are like, glass and plastic and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's more expensive, but it's also very nice bottles.
Okay.
.com. Yes.
Yeah, I would much rather have glass. That's way better.
Yeah, I would go that way. And then, you know, a lot of the stuff is available online, like Mebendazole, for example. All Day Chemist sells Mebendazole without a prescription. So, you know, they sell ivermectin without a prescription. They sell, you know, you name it, they sell without a prescription. Very inexpensive, comes from India. It's called alldaychemist.com, singular, alldaychemist.com.
And they have a whole bunch of stuff there, I guess, right?
And then Mebendazole is great because Mebendazole is anti-cancer. So if you go into the, the curezone.com, they talk about taking 400 milligrams twice a day of Mebendazole till the tumors are gone, like Dr. Klinghart works with. So not only does Mebendazole kill parasites at the stem cell level, but it destroys tumors at a stem cell level as well.
How do you spell it?
Mebendazole. Mebendazole.
Any negative effects of that stuff?
None. It's mouth to anus and it's great. It's great. You can, and actually people take between 800 and 1,000 milligrams a day for months on end. Like Dr. Klinghart, he treats a lot of people with, you know, issues like cancer. And I talked to him one time about eight, nine years ago. And he told me that he uses it until the tumors are gone. It can be up to a year or two daily.
Wow.
Yeah.
How expensive is it?
Cheap as dirt. Like I think they're selling 100 tablets for like 30, 40 bucks. And if you go to Mexico, it'll pay for your trip. If you just buy, you know, like a bunch of boxes of it, it's only like it's like 25 cents a box of six.
So if you get a package, it actually doesn't really list side effects, I guess, right?
There really aren't any. And if you go into like the physician's desk reference book, it will say side effects, but the side effects are parasite symptoms. So
parasite symptoms.
Yeah. Parasites have symptoms like, you know, anxiety, depression, fear, seizure.
Okay, but people have anxiety, depression, and fear without taking anything.
Well, they have it because they're loaded with parasites. You get rid of the parasites and all those things go away.
Right.
Like this. Gone.
So it's like the most effective antiparasitic that you've found.
Because it's non-systemic. So you're going to get the big ones in the gut that are causing more. And of course, everybody's got a leaky gut. So all this stuff is getting into the bloodstream, into the brain. So if you get rid of the big nasty ones, the little teeny things that are in your blood, your immune system can work on the macrophage, eventually get some of them and keep it under control.
Right. Wow.
I did a lot of parasite cleanses myself alongside with my son. And sometime 2008, 2009, way before my chlorine dioxide life, I was actually starting to have panic attacks.
You're connecting that to the parasites that were in your gut.
But I didn't know it at the time. And then I started with my son when I met Andreas around 2011, 2012. So between that time, maybe over 2-3 years, I had done everything from parasitic medications to herbals to you name it. I did it, colonics, enemas, everything. And I have had, you know, a pretty stressful last maybe 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I've never, thank God, had another parasitic, a panic attack ever.
Well, and so most likely you're saying that's because your gut's in different condition.
I don't have the parasite load that I had. I don't have it.
Right.
I don't have it.
Do you use that stuff yourself periodically or
periodically? Not? Yes. I actually have some. I was going to start taking it yesterday, but yeah, I do.
What kind of periodic?
I mean, I'll sometimes just like buy some and I'll do it for like 3 or 4 weeks and then I'll just stop.
Just whenever you feel like it, basically.
Yeah. Whenever I get the bug.
And if somebody wants to use it, how long do they do it for?
Typically 3 weeks on, a week or so off. Like you want to do it over, because the parasites have a 1-year cycle. So you want to be doing it kind of on, off all year. You can do 21 days a month. That's what I usually do with people is 21
1 year is a course, basically.
Yeah, you're pulsing it because you don't want to like leave it continuous because the parasites then get used to it and then they won't kind of come there for you to get them. And then they're
more interesting. That's
they're
interesting.
Really smart. They're really, really smart.
It is amazing. Yeah.
They figured out how to work in unison so that they don't kill the host.
You know? Every organism has way more awareness than we are told.
Well, and if we could actually get a little bit of their information, like you don't want to kill off one whole group. You want to kind of keep everybody going.
Right, right. Interesting. So does the mebendazole, am I saying that right?
You're saying it perfectly, yes.
Mebendazole, does that kill good organisms or not?
Not at all. It only kills parasites at a stem cell level, and it's a broad spectrum parasite killer. It goes mouth to anus. It only has about a 3% absorption rate, so it's nothing.
So it's not like you wiped out your good bacteria or anything.
No, because it's not an antibiotic. It's an anti-helminthic, so it's only for parasites.
Helminthic theoretically means worms, right?
Right. So it only takes care of the parasites. It doesn't take care of any bacteria or candida, anything else.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is why I like it better than the herbals, because the herbals are typically, you take neem. Oh, it's a blood cleanser. It's anti-candida. And all of a sudden you got like this person, a major Herxheimer reaction. They're feeling crappy, you know, and this one's just like mouth to anus, just kills off the parasites. They're out. The meds out 12 hours.
But to do it thoroughly, you have to do it for a year, right?
On and off pulsed for a year, I would do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody has a question, then feel free to email me. I don't charge for the, you know, that's an easy one.
Okay. But what else could you not say in the show?
That I have not seen anything besides type 1 diabetes that people didn't intend to heal and recover from with protocol. I mean, autism, for example, is challenging, but you can still get a highest best out of even the most severely autistic person. And you can get somebody who's really, really functional.
And you didn't see type 1 failures, right?
I didn't. Yes, I did. I did see people that did do protocol with type 1 diabetes and didn't have the success they were looking for. Okay. I didn't follow the case because I don't take cases of things I'm not familiar with.
Right, right.
And that's where I would say type 1, I've never heard it. So I just don't get involved. I don't ever shut somebody down, but I don't get involved.
Yeah. Why? All you would say, because there's no downside.
There's no downside. Maybe you're the one, you know, maybe you're eating the right diet and you have the right.
That's right. Well, it's like with Dr. Cousins, nobody gets damaged or killed by his juice fast.
Exactly.
So this guy tried it and he was one that for whatever reason just got cured.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really, really wonderful.
So I'm trying to think of anything else during the show that we couldn't get into.
Yeah, we don't talk about the fact that my house was raided, and we don't talk about the fact that like life became almost unbearable for a while. And that's why I was really, you know, kind of away from working. And now I would say that I'm in a much freer situation. And
You're back.
I'm back. Like Michael Jordan, I'm back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How neat.
But I appreciate you having me, Richard. It feels really good to be back and to give people hope, because there's so much hope, and chlorine dioxide is not called the universal antidote for no reason.
Right, right.
So even if you've tried things before and they failed, it doesn't mean that there isn't a solution for you. Like with my son, I mean, I'd probably spend better part of $500,000 on recovery with these fools as I see them now, and only to find chlorine dioxide. I mean, they're doing their best, right? I mean, they're trying, right? But I guess if you're trying and you're not succeeding, you're just taking people's money until they don't have any left, then at that point, maybe get out of the racket.
My impression is that for autism, like most other diseases, what they call management means take poisonous chemicals and call them medicine until they do so much damage that they can't take anymore.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I want to support what you're doing however we can. We'll let people know. And
thank you.
I'm sure it's affecting lives all over the place. One nice thing about doing it online is you can help people from anywhere in the world.
Right. Exactly.
So, okay. And when we get the show broadcast, we'll send you links so that you can share.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much. It was wonderful being with you today.
Yeah,
you're like a bright light for me.
I feel the same way. So hopefully we'll see you soon.
Me too. Thank you. And thank you to Doug.
Okay.
Take care. Stay in touch.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.